Greetings, friends. How are you doing this day? We're at it again. We've been given another day to wake up and talk to each other about what the Bible says and share a message with each other of encouragement and challenge and all that wonderful stuff, right? We Christians need communication amongst ourselves. And more importantly, we need to study, read, hear, learn, apply, believe the communication given to us by the great I Am. And so here we are, live streaming this podcast, this pod vlog, episode 19, titled Doers. Doers. My name is Stéphane Maillet, as always. That's a French-Acadian name over here on the east coast of Canada. And the website you want to check out is addedsouls.com. Addedsouls.com. We are live streaming on the Riverview Church of Christ Facebook page. And we're going to share the stream in another of our pages and another of our groups so that our friends can tap in with us if they so wish. Share to a page. Yes, let's share to a page. Post. Let's also share to a group. Let's share to a group. Yes, let's do that. Hey, what's going on here? Go away. A-D-D. There we go. Added souls. Post. There we go. So, yeah, we want to talk about doers. Doers of the word. Those of us who do, oftentimes, have to fight off those who don't. Because those who don't, they typically feel the need to criticize or attack those of us who do. I don't know if it's envy or jealousy. I don't know if it's the modern day Pharisaical spirit in their minds, their lack of discernment, of faithfulness, of trust, their lack of scriptural knowledge, their immaturity. They just always feel the need to come tell us how to do things, and they themselves aren't even doers. They don't do nothing. Just like mosquitoes, you know. To me, a mosquito's useless. I know it has a purpose, don't get me wrong. There's a reason there's a mosquito buzzing around, but yeah, in my book of opinions here, the mosquito don't play much of an important part in the value of things. In the book I'm reading, you know, I'm writing, it's just the mosquito could go away and I'd be perfectly fine with that. Well, many Christians, sadly, they are the mosquito. Just want to drain the blood from you. Want to suck you dry. Useless. So the scriptures talk about doers. Doers. And we just kind of want to talk about that. We want to look at that and see what's going on here. Because Jesus, you know, he had something to say about doers. Matthew 7, 21 to 23, I quote, it says, "Not everyone who says to me," so not every religious individual, believer in Jesus Christ, thinking himself saved, forgiven, thinking himself an individual who's just A-okay with God, the Jews, remember, they thought that. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," so obviously this religious individual thinks himself to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Oh, I feel it. I know it. I know I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ because I feel it. I felt him in my heart. When I received him in my heart, when I know it. I feel it. I can speak to him. Lord, Lord, I'm a religious person. I go to church every Sunday. I read the Bible. I give money, and I'm benevolent. I help the poor. I'm a good person. I'm a religious person. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. See, there are many who think themselves part of the kingdom of heaven. There are many religious individuals who think themselves to have a personal relationship with Jesus, who think themselves to be part of the kingdom, part of his fold, his body, his church. They aren't. They've deceived themselves. They've trusted in their own emotions. They've trusted in uninspired sources. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. The one who does. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? No, you haven't. You thought you could. You were deceived. You were a religious individual claiming verbal belief in Jesus Christ, claiming a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, claiming to be an individual who could perform miraculous healing, miraculous prophecies, and things of that nature. You were a fraud. You were deceived. You've deceived yourself. You've manipulated your mind into thinking something that was not true because you rejected to be a doer of the word. The Pharisees, the scribes, and many of them of the day thought they could cast out demons and do these things. They could not do that. They couldn't do none of that. Just like today, these frauds out there, the Benny Hinns, the Kenneth Copelands, I could go on and on. Calvinism, Pentecostalism run amok, deceiving individuals into religious garbage. They think they're A-okay with God. They will be right here. As sure as I am alive and you are hearing the words coming out of my mouth, I declare to you as the mailman delivering you the mail, the Bible, the information you need to hear, as sure as I am alive and you're hearing this, I guarantee you on that very day, these individuals will hear, get away from me, be gone from me, I don't know you. They'll be telling Jesus these very things. Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. I was having a conversation with an individual who had dug his heels in rebellion alongside the Pentecostal denomination, Pentecostalism. So much so that he was hostile towards any rightly handled scripture. And this individual that I'm speaking to, who is, I don't know if he still is, but he was a Pentecostal. Well, he was at a funeral with me. We were going to put my a family member in the dirt. A family member who was not a Christian. And this individual, this Pentecostal member, this Pentecostal person, snared in the deceiving, emotional, sensational myth of Pentecostalism. Pentecostalism has nothing to do with the Bible. I don't care what you have to say. The Bible don't talk about Pentecostals. It talks about the day of Pentecost, but it don't talk about any Pentecostals. So this individual, we're standing about 4 feet from a dead body, a loved one. And this individual has the foolish idea through his Pentecostal channel in his mind that he's going to talk about the fact that they know they can raise the dead. Right. You can raise the dead, can you? And so I chuckled at that. Naturally, it was my natural reaction to chuckle at the fact that this man who is a Pentecostal is standing in front of me 4 feet from a loved one who has deceased, telling me he can raise the dead, or he knows individuals who can raise the dead. And that raising the dead is most certainly something that takes place today. Right. So I chuckled. He got very angry. Said that I lacked faith. Of course, I challenged the individual. I said, well, call your buddies up there. There's a loved one right there who's been deceased for a while. There's the casket. Bring your partners over here and let's show the world that you guys can raise the dead. Your Pentecostal people can raise the dead. No, that'll never take place because you just don't have faith. Yeah, you show me that in the Bible. You show me that in the Word of God. You see, but it's useless to say that because their authority is not in the Word of God. They are not doers. They are not doers of the Word. These individuals, this individual who was so foolishly blind in Pentecostalism, is the same individual who on that day is going to meet Jesus and say, Lord, Lord, I thought I was prophesying in your name, and I thought I was casting out demons in your name. I thought I was a Christian. I thought I had a personal relationship with you. I felt you. Jesus will plainly state to this individual, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoer. I even shared this Bible verse with this individual, and he's like, that's talking about atheists and stuff. Atheist? What on earth planet do these individuals, they're so brainwashed in denominational ideology. What on earth from these verses makes you think it's talking to an atheist? An atheist is a heathen. He's already lost. He don't have no religion. He's not personal. He doesn't think himself personally connected to Jesus. An atheist is not going to meet Jesus on that day and say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons? Unbelievers aren't going to do that. Jesus is talking to believers here. Religious individuals who thought themselves having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They don't have none of it. All these denominations think themselves to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Catholicism thinks itself to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Catholicism thinks itself to prophesy and perform miraculous things and to cast out demons. And they even have their own schools where they teach young men growing up that they can cast out demons. It's a hoax. It's a farce. We've been lied to. What are you kidding me? Little white old man in expensive clothing up in the Vatican? He's a Roman. It's a Roman. These are Romans. It's not the church Jesus built. It has nothing to do with the church of Christ. It has nothing to do with that at all. What about the Baptists, the Pentecostals, the Wesleyans, the Anabaptists, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witness? You can go further down the line with all these churches. It makes no sense to me. And then they try to say the same. And these individuals who've been snared into denominational ideology, they want to turn it on us and say, oh, you're a member of the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ was established by Campbell and Stone. It was established in the 1800s in America, and it's a cult. Hey, man, listen. I'm not denying the fact that there are buildings on this planet Earth in the Western world that have the word Church of Christ on the building. I'm not denying that. I'm not even denying the fact that there are cults and there are churches that call themselves the Church of Christ who think themselves to have been founded by the words of Campbell and Stone, who think themselves to be Campbellites or other things, Boston Movement or something, I don't know, or the United Church of Christ or the International Church of Christ. Hey, listen, Church of Christ, those words, you can find them anywheres. I agree with you 100%. I'm not talking about that, though. See, it's easy to want to lump us or lump me in with that, but I'm not part of that. Satan's been using the name of Jesus Christ forever. What do you think it says here? Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons? These individuals who were religious, who thought themselves to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, was using his name. And individuals seeing that might have thought, if they were uneducated in the scriptures, they would have seen that and thought that to be authentic and real. But they weren't. They were using the name of Jesus, but they did not have his authority. So there are many churches out there who call themselves the Church of Christ who don't belong to Jesus Christ. Some never have and never will. Some have, but have since fallen from that pattern that we see in the scriptures. So it means nothing to me when you come up to me and say, I'm a member of the Church of Christ. Okay. Well, it's a good start. At least you have the name right. It's better than saying, well, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Pentecostal, I'm a this, I'm a Wesleyan, I'm a Methodist, I'm an Orthodox. Because immediately when you say that, I know automatically you aren't in the right place. But then you come to me and say, well, I'm a member of the Church of Christ. Okay, at least you got the name right. But that don't mean nothing in today's age. It was the same thing as back then. It's easy to use the name of Jesus. You should, because that's the authoritative name you should use. There's no other name under heaven. Acts 4:17? I may have that wrong. Acts 4:12? I forget. There's no other name under heaven. That's the name. Jesus is the head of his church. He has all authority over it. So it should be his name. But I mean, individuals who think themselves to be Christians, who think themselves to be religious, who think themselves to have a personal relationship with Jesus are going to use his name. But Christ don't recognize them if they are not citizens of his kingdom, if they've not been doers of his word. Oh, they've been perhaps doers of something, but it's been of their own demise, their own creeds and statements of fact, of faith, and their own books. Why do you think all these religious denominations have their own books? When I say the Church of Christ, the church that belongs to Jesus Christ, I'm speaking of the churches that Paul recognized in Romans 16:16 as belonging to Jesus. The church that belongs to God, the church that belongs to Jesus Christ. It's the same. It's one unique spiritual house. The one Jesus spoke about in Matthew when he said, I will build my church. That's the one I'm a member of. And the reason I'm a member of that church is I had to become a doer. And I was not judged by the standards of man to enter into it. It's God himself through the spiritual eye when I have faith that added me to it when I became a doer and remain a doer. It's something you got to think about, man. It's something you have to think about. See, it's easy to say, oh, you're just, man, I don't care about Campbell and whoever. They didn't plant, they didn't build no church. They tried to restore what they could read in the Bible. They got several things wrong. They were just trying to bring individuals back to the Bible and away from all the religious diversity. They didn't create no church. Some may have taken their words and done so. When I read the Bible, Stone and Campbell ain't anywheres in there. They weren't born until 1,800 years later. When I talk about the church that belongs to Jesus Christ, the one unique body of Christ, the body of believers, I'm talking about the one you can read in the Bible. And I'm well aware that there are churches that call themselves the Church of Christ that don't belong to Jesus Christ. So that don't mean nothing to me if you come at me with that. I'm afraid you're going to have to use a bit more brains if you're coming at me with something. Doers of the word. Doers of the word. There's a big difference with the individual who is a doer of the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the words of Jesus Christ. It's one thing to read the word and be a hearer. It's quite another thing to be a hearer and a doer. these things, you know, they have eternal weight. They have eternal weight. We need to look into it. If you look at James chapter 1, starting in verse 22, I quote, it says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty..." What's the perfect law of liberty? Did not Paul speak to the Corinthians and mention the fact that once the perfect comes, that which is immature will be put away with? The perfect law of liberty is the complete tomb of inspired God-breathed literature, the 66 books of the Bible. "Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty" is like saying, "Whosoever looketh at the Bible, the 66 books of the Bible, and continueth therein to be a doer, he being not forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name? Don't we have a personal relationship with you? I accepted you in my heart." Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and see, denominational ideology hates the "and." They want to get rid of the "and." Sadly, many Christians in the Lord's church also want to remove the "and" to keep himself unspotted from the world. All its false religious practices, its deceptions, all of it, everything. That means you are not adhering and practicing your loyalty to denominational ideology, which is falsehood. You are not practicing sinful activities and speech and behavior. You're unspotted by it. Some individuals, they like to read the first part of that verse and say, "Well, I give to the poor, so I should be A1 with God." And pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. See, many want the first part. I can give to the poor. I'm A-okay with God. Mark 16:16, whoever believes, see, I'm fine. I believe. Faith alone and Christ alone and grace alone and 25 alones here. As long as it's not baptism, that's the one we don't want. Get baptism out of here. Yeah, it's a command and you should do it, but it's not necessary for your salvation. So let's get rid of the very moment the Bible says an individual is saved. Let's get rid of that one. And so let's call everything alone, everything else the Bible, by the blood alone, by the resurrection alone, by Jesus alone, by grace alone, by mercy alone, by forgiveness alone, by... Yeah, that makes sense. Keep running that wheel. Wheels on the bus go round and round. See, they want to get rid of the "and." Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. You're only going to see the "and" and participate and practice and obey the "and" if you become a doer of the word. A doer of the word. Doers do. Those who don't do nothing just want to criticize those of us who do. And there ain't nothing you can do of any worth outside the body of Christ, the church that belongs to Jesus Christ. It's a unique, one-of-a-kind thing. It's autonomous. That's the beauty of it. So that when many out there would call themselves the church of Christ or doing things they're not supposed to be doing, well, then we can recognize they don't belong to Jesus Christ because we have the measuring tape, the ruler, the sole source of religious authority, tells us what to do and how to do it. And we see the love and compassion, forgiveness, mercy, grace, and all the wonderful things that are extended our way through Jesus Christ. There's many people that are going to be sadly awoken on that day. I think of the individual who's snared in Pentecostalism. And this community here, this province, it's just enamored in Calvinism, enamored in Pentecostalism, enamored in Catholicism. It's just a religious mess. And that's exactly what Satan wanted. I mean, even the Mormons use the name of Jesus Christ, right? The Mormons. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They don't even believe Jesus Christ to be deity, God, in the form that the scriptures reveal. And they call on his name. We live in a religious mess. But if we go back to the Bible and become doers, then the smoke will clear. Are there good people as far as moral, upstanding, law-abiding citizens in the community who are snared in denominational ideology? Well, of course. And I have compassion for them, and I hope they want to repent and seek the truth away from the error. But there are many out there who just dug their heels in. I have many family members who have since passed from this earth who have just dug their heels into their error. And the only thing they have is to insult. You guys are a cult, and you guys are this, and you guys are that. It's when they come at you that way, right? You guys think you're the only ones going to heaven. Hey, the only ones going to heaven are the ones Jesus Christ has revealed in the scriptures who obey, who become doers. If you obey the gospel and you are faithful within his kingdom, you have to be in the right location, his kingdom. It's a spiritual thing. You can go to heaven. But most of these individuals, you know how that is, right? Oh, you guys think you're the only ones going to heaven. Oh, really? Do you think the Mormons are going to heaven? No. The Jehovah's Witnesses? No. How about the Muslims? No. Oh, so then you think you're the only ones going to heaven. See how that argument has no weight whatsoever. No weight whatsoever. Oh, you're just a Campbellite. You're Stone and Campbell. They're the Church of Christ. Okay. Well, then who wrote the Bible? Stone and Campbell? Because I don't adhere to no man. I go back to the authentic, God-breathed literature. So if you're going to have an argument with me, you're going to have to open your Bible and read the words and answer some questions. The arguments go on and on and on and on and on. But to a seeking individual, things become really clear, don't they? Become very clear when they read the scriptures. And they start to realize that the two ditches of religious thought, worldview, and ideology are not real. It's myth. It's fiction. It's been made up by men. Again, you have one ditch that is all the branches and tenets and denominations of Catholicism, Catholicism itself being a deviation, a denomination, which teaches meritorious salvation, a works-based salvation. If you're a good person, you earned your heaven. I hear that, you know, I grew up in a Catholic environment, Catholic family. I know. I've earned my heaven. I've been a good person. Yeah, right. Adulterers, fornicators, drug addicts, alcoholics. Yeah, sure, right. You've earned your heaven. Yeah, sure. That's how that works. And then, sadly, the pendulum swings too far on the other ditch where they're like, faith alone faith alone, Christ alone, this alone, that alone. I can't do nothing, and you have no free will, and nothing, and they get mixed up in that ideology, and they do the same thing. Fornicators, adulterers, drunkards, liars, thieves, and all these things, but they think themselves once saved, always saved. You know, it's the devil's perfect trick. They think themselves saved by something called faith alone, which don't exist in the Bible. And then once they think themselves saved by faith alone, now they believe themselves once saved, always saved. It's the perfect... Satan could not have created a more perfect snare, a more perfect shackle. And let's take both of those ditches and fill them with emotionalism, sensationalism, myth. And so they are governed by their own hearts and feelings within their own error and doctrines. And they think that to be God-administered. So that's why you can't have a conversation with an individual who's telling you he can raise the dead or he thinks others can raise the dead. Because he feels it. And his feelings, you know what he does? He allocates his feelings to the Holy Spirit. So he thinks himself directly operated on and governed by God, the Holy Spirit. So who am I, little old Stefan Maillet from Skaduk, New Brunswick, to even question that? I must be the devil, a wicked individual, a cult leader, a bad person. Because he's the bastion of inspiration. He's a walking Bible, this Pentecostal individual, this Catholic, this Baptist, this whoever, all these denominations. It's a mess. And it was it was a mess when Jesus walked the earth among the Jews who thought themselves the same way. Lord, Lord, I thought we were prophesying in your name and casting out demons in your name. I never knew you. No, you don't have a personal relationship with me. No, the Holy Spirit is not in you and doing things. I guarantee. No. That's your own feelings. You're guided by your own deception, and you've bought into your own lie. No. You don't belong to me. You do not belong to me. Don't you think I've sat down and looked at that and thought, I don't want that to be me? Say what you will about me. Think what you will about me. I've been called every name in the book. My own kind, Christians, have criticized me and still do. They say all manners of evil about me. They can go to the farthest forest to try to do so. I have stalkers who feel the need to always just come and criticize me. None of that matters. What does the Bible say? It says to be a doer. You need to be a doer. Do what the Bible says. Why do you think James also, and we've mentioned this before, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have no works? Can faith save him? Can that faith save him? Can a faith without works, righteous works of trust in Jesus, can you be saved by Jesus if your faith doesn't have any works? No, that's the point. That's the whole thing. That's the thing. You need to be productive. You need to understand that there is a denial of self that must take place. A doer. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will become a citizen of the Church of Christ, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. You can think yourself religious. You can think yourself having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You can think yourself as an individual who's accepted Jesus in his heart. You can think yourself as a person who can perform miraculous things or wish to believe that your superiors, your reverends and pastors and priests can perform miraculous things. You can believe anything you want to. You can be guided by your own emotions and name the name of Jesus behind it, thinking yourself, okay, it won't matter. It don't change anything. I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. You mean to tell me Jesus is calling religious individuals who think themselves to have a personal relationship with him, who think themselves to be doing what he wants them to do, you know, cast out demons and prophesy and stuff, and Jesus calls them evildoers? Well, he did that with the... What's changed? What has changed? Are you an individual who's seeking the truth? Are you an individual who is seeking the truth of the scriptures, who wants to be set free, called out of a denominational mess, a denominational vomit? Let go of your feelings and being triggered and insulted and offended, and seek the Christ. What do you guys think? All right. That should conclude this session here. It's a bit rough, isn't it? Well, sometimes you have to be. Sometimes you have to be. It might just pierce someone, trigger someone into the right direction. I had a Christian not too long ago, well, who's a Christian now, who wasn't before, said, man, when I first started listening to you, I just couldn't stand you whatsoever. But yet I couldn't stop listening to you. And I was listening to you to criticize you, to try to prove you wrong, and to try to do this and try to do that. And it's then I realized this is not a game of trying to prove someone wrong. It's not a game of who has the more brains. It's not a game of who has the quicker wit. It's not a game of anything like that. And I realized that I was angry at you because you were sharing what the Bible was saying. And I just didn't like the way you did it. I didn't like the way you portrayed yourself, or the kind of approach you were using. It just, everything, I was trying to find an excuse not to listen to the substance of the words you were sharing from the Bible. And it took over a year, but finally I broke down, and I saw the words in the Bible, and I was converted to Jesus Christ. See, I don't convert individuals to Stefan. Please don't be converted to me. I'm trying to be the best example I can. But I lack in many things, trying to do better. But don't be converted to me. Be converted to Jesus Christ. You think that's the only time I've heard an account like that from an individual? No. It happens every other month. I just didn't like the way you were talking at first, and I hated you. But then I listened to then I went to the Bible verses you were speaking about, and I tried to make sense of what you were saying. Well, yeah. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. Okay, my friends. Stefan Maia is my name. AddedSouls.com is the website you should check out. If you want to study further, you want to question these things, you'd like to know more, reach out to us. I minister with and for the Riverview Church that belongs to Jesus Christ in Riverview, New Brunswick, Canada. Friends, the church that belongs to Jesus in Canada is but a whisper from dying off. Oh, you can look in the phone book and see a lot of places that says Churches of Christ, but you'll soon realize that they're not doers. They belong now to the denominational world and no longer to Jesus Christ. But I do know one thing. The Riverview congregation is a faithful congregation. We're not perfect, but we love people. And we love each other. More importantly, we love Jesus. And we'd love for you to come be with us. Okay, as the sign behind me says, stay focused and stay positive. We want you to be safe during this time of distress. And we want you to keep moving forward. Moving forward in your inquiries, your questions. Till next time, God bless.